This is the seventh chapter, and as the author says right at the beginning here, it marks a turning point. So the chapters up to now have been about one's entry into mitzvahs. We set out pathways in training oneself, in igniting the ner mitzvah. That's of course the reference to the pasuk ner mitzvah v'seira oir. So now we shift our attention to a discussion about entry into Torah. We have two statements over here. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, kol ha-pirish midivrei Torah eish ochal toy. A person separates from the divrei Torah, a fire consumes him. Shenema, the pasuk says, venosati esponai bohem, meha eish yatze'u, they left the fire, the hesh toichlem, and fire shall consume them. Notice the author will point out that the previous statement was kol ha-poresh midivrei Torah. This is kol ha-poresh atzmoi midivrei Torah. A person separates himself from words of Torah, nofel begehinoim. So here the consequence is different. Not oish ahadot, but nofel begehinoim. Shenema, different pasuk, adam toyeh midarech haskel bikhal refaim yanoach, ve'en refaim ela gehinoim. Shenema, another pasuk to prove the meaning of refaim, v'lo yada ki refaim sham uv imkoye she'el kiru'eha. It's a Gemara in Bava Basra. Chazal megalim bazeh she'esh b'Torah shatei b'chinois. They indicate over here that there are two aspects of Torah. Achas nikes eish, v'ashniya seichel. These are two aspects of Torah. Seichel u'manhig ha'adam, the mind, is what guides the person. Mevarer u'melaben derech hayav, it just clarifies a person's path enough, bichlal u'bifrat, both in general questions and in specific questions, ומאיר לו בכל שילך, and illuminates. כיצד העסק בתורה מוציא השכל מהכוח אל הפועל? How this process works, how involvement in Torah allows the mind to go from potential to actual and to guide the person in practice, יסברר בעזרת השם בפרקים הבאים, that will be clarified in the coming chapters. So, הפורש מבחינת השכל שבתורה, one who separates from that aspect, so Chazal says over here, Neifel Begehinoim. Over the Gduk Atzum, the words are very carefully chosen, as always, Kemishpat Devir Chazal Bechol Mekom, as Chazal always want to do. Neveres HaGemara can say, the Gemara explains over here, Ve'en Refaim Ele Gehinoim. Klomar HaPoresh Midir Chaser Shebat Torah Nofel Berifuin. A person who leaves the path of Seichel in the Torah, there's a certain weakness associated with it. Refuin. The consequence is some aspect of lack of existence, of lack of being. That's really the essence of Gehinoim. Gehinoim is the lack of being, complete non-being. Hasechel noisen metzius la'adam. Sechel gives reality, existence, solidity to the person. The more a person is intellectually assured of them, the more firm he is in his way. The moment the sechel stops operating, the person is directionless, weak, doubtful, no decision, no objective. In spiritual terms, it's just less of an existence, no reality. Or it could be another way, or even worse. Ha'adam niya chazak v'takif b'chaim l'loy sechel. Well, he takes the opposite direction. He's got a firmness and determination in a life without sechel, meaning retzoinois v'dimyonois molechim osu shavav b'derech liboy. That it is now led with imagery and imagination and fantasy. Those become his reality. Al bechina zoi shebatura, it's about this aspect that Chazal say above, kol poresh atzmoi midivrei Torah. The emphasis at smoy because the mind is in our hands. A person has the ability to strengthen one's seichel ulishtamesh bechocham achshavat emet, and to constantly use the power of thought. That's up to him. Loichen bechinas eshe b'Torah. The other aspect, the aspect of fire in Torah, is different. She poi al yotzei mibechinas zekel. It's a consequence. It's a derivative of the bechina of the seichel. ולכן הבא אמרו רק הפורש מדברת. זה הסדר הפורש, ולא הפורש עצמוי. So now he explains that aspect. בחינס האש שבתורה היא כדוגמס האש שתנועס למעלה. when we speak about Asian Matera, so the idea is like physical fire that moves upwards. Ruchanius be'itzma kazeh, Ruchanius with such an intensity, such a force. Shegam klichoy saguf shafim l'ruchanius be'ashpasa, that even the forces of the body aspire to Ruchanius through this influence. Bivchinas kamelecha besarilach, the Pesukim Tehillim says, my flesh burns for you. The body then of the Talmid Chacham can become kadosh lias kula ish. Chazal put it mamash like that, Talmid Chacham kol gufoy ish. The opposite, v'apoyresh mibichinas ish shebato, a person who separates from that aspect of Torah, so Chazal say, ish oichaltoi, he's consumed by the fire. Me'ish ha-Torah hu yitzeh, he's left the ish ha-Torah, she ish koidesh, it's a holy fire, ha-mekadesh es ve'inaucheles, it sanctifies him and does not consume. Instead of it, it's replaced by another fire. That just does consume and just destroys totally like a fire. Because these appetites that we have are also the colossal spiritual forces, negative ones. When they control the person and they're not guided by Torah, then, as Chazal put it in the context, in particular context of marriage, ish v'isha zachu shchina shuya b'nehem, gam ha-ta'ava miskadeshes v'ofes le'eskodesh, the ta'ava also becomes holy and becomes a holy fire, but loy zachu ish ha-ta'ava v'ichalton, they'll be consumed by this fire. Harim ha-ish yetzu v'esh tochlim, that's the meaning of leaving the one fire and being consumed by the other. Neira v'ayim. Seichel haTorah hu habechina rishona, as we said above, the Torah mind, that's the first aspect. Umimena magi'im el hashnia, we said the second aspect is the consequence, le'esh haTorah mekadesh es haguf, to achieve this esh which sanctifies the body. Na'amoid baze biktzara, al kach, we're going to briefly discuss this, keitzad misechel misave esh, how it is that from seichel, one forms this idea of esh. Segula zei tmuna bevada'us haSeichel. This property, this characteristic is innate within the certainty of the mind. Matzinu barambam geder nifla behevdel yedias tamid chacham yedias am aretz. Wonderful definition about the difference between the knowledge of a tamid chacham and the knowledge of an am aretz. The Rambam writes lechois shegagois she'ein yedias am aretz beisurin yedia vada'is. The Am Haaretz, his knowledge of prohibitions, is not a certain knowledge. It's always hesitant. Kloimar, afilu k'sham Haaretz yoidea halacha shenema mesamim. Even when he knows some halacha, which the Sanhedrin is unaware of, enzo yedia vada'is. It's not a certain knowledge. Uvechach yedia vada'is, nikes rak yedia davaz mishoshoy u'mekoroy. When we speak about certain knowledge, we speak about something, knowing something from the bottom up, from the roots, from its sources. And then, it's not just the answer, not because when a person is just the answer, it's something detached, it's something ephemeral, and that's not certain. Lo yediyah be'alma, not just a mere knowledge, ve'aflo svara be'alma, and not even a svara. Tamid chacham yodea yediyaso mimikuira b'torah. Tamid chacham knows all the sources, it's rooted. Ve'zois yediyah v'deis, that is considered certain knowledge. Hatamid chacham chai bevada'us, so he lives in the state of certainty. Ki uchai al dvar Hashem zo alacha. As a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Ches puts it, he lives by dvar Hashem zo alacha. Chivrim kol musagei ha-hamoin be'emuna l'umas v'da'uzei. So in contrast to this certainty of the Talmid Chacham, all the concepts of emuna that the masses have pale. Shatei dugmois, let's give two examples, zo l'umat zei. One contrasted with the other for these concepts we are discussing. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he left the besieged city of Yerushalayim, he greeted the Roman general Vespasian with this greeting, Shalom Alach Malka, he called him the king. What did he rely on to refer to the general as the king? That's in fact what Vespasian asked him. Ivra Malkaat, he says, indeed you are the king. The ilav malkoat, if you weren't the king, loimim sera Yerushalayim bidach. Yerushalayim would not have been conquered by you. You would not have defeated Yerushalayim. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, ulvanoin ba'adir yipoil. The levanoin will fall to the Adir. Vein Adir, like you say, and Adir means the king, the Caesar. Another pasuk tells us that. So whatever Levanon is will fall to the Caesar. Vein Levanon al Beis HaMikdash. Levanon, we know, means Beis HaMikdash. That's how he knew. Ein kan ele midrash chachamim. It's a drasha and a drasha and another pasuk and a further pasuk. Achatan Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai yachai al devar Hashem. He lived by the word of Hashem. Ve'enu zakuk klal yishum ha-mitzvus ha-chitzonis. He doesn't need validation from the external reality. Ki omnam uchta aspasianus le-melech. He doesn't need that. And in fact, as the Gemara goes on to say, we all know, a horseman came by announcing that Vespasian was just elected to be the Caesar. Im muchrach midrashas ha-psukim ki Yerushalayim tipol b'yad Kesar. If the drash indicates without doubt that Yerushalayim will fall to the Caesar, v'gezem anah linpol, and now we see that it is being defeated, it's being conquered, hari dvar Hashem mechayev ki omlam melechu. Then it obligates us to know that this person is the king. It's complete certainty that Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai had. Uleumasus, in contrast, al noyach amrat ira, we're going to know that there is v'yavoy noyach el ha-teiva, mipenei mei ha-mabul, he entered because of the waters. Shenichnas keshedechaku ha-mayim, he entered when the water forced him, at the last, mamash, when it was later really. Hu yiches od chashivus la-metzus ha-chitzuna, he attributed importance to that external reality, yiridas ha-gshami befall, he wanted to see it, he had to wait for the rain to actually fall. Uchilu lo yispik lo dvar Hashem, it's if the word of Hashem wasn't sufficient, when Hashem told him, "Boy el ha-teiva, enter the teiva, ki v'chulei anochim amtir el ha'aretz, and bring in rain." That wasn't enough. Uvazet tavu Chazal minoach. That's where Chazal have a claim, an objection to Noach, ki afu miktanei emuna haya. He too was ktanei emuna, that's what they call him. Deficient in emuna. Ki malah lametzius ha-chitzonis b'mkom shish dvar Hashem. There's no room for this, the external reality where dvar Hashem rules. Alo ein vada'us v'chol metzius shebaolam v'chol chokhma shebaolam. There's no certainty, there's no solidity, there's no reality in any world, in any wisdom, as the certainty of Dvar Hashem. Havada'us shel Dvar Hashem, this certainty, v'shel kol yediyah mosheshet Dvar Hashem, and every knowledge which is rooted in Dvar Hashem, which is yediyah tamid chacham, what we're speaking about above, that's what characterizes the knowledge of a tamid chacham, vada'us absolutit mukhletes, it's an absolute certainty. Seichel she'enu mevases mechkaro ve'helach machshavto dvar Hashem, but a mind that isn't rooted, doesn't follow the processes on the basis of dvar Hashem, enu yachol lagei levadaus mochletes kazeis, cannot reach such complete certainty. There'll always be some residual doubt. Be'emes omar admor me'orinin omar Rabbi Yocham Levi, Rabbi Yocham Halevi Leibovich from Mir said, ki kol hachochmos shebaolam, used to say that all intellectual disciplines in the world, l'rabois ha-madayim ha-meduyakim, including the exact sciences, einan ela hash'arois. They are estimations to some extent or another. They are hash'ara, it's an estimation. Ki seichel b'li teira min ha-nimna shegele de'emes b'chlete. Seichel, mind without teira, it's impossible for it to reach absolute truth. Mani flaim divrei Tosfos beresh perek chelek. Very similar to what we're saying at the beginning of perek chelek in Sanhedrin. He says, "Hachigar sinan ha'imer en techiyas ha-meisim min ha-teira." It's talking about a person who denies that the Torah hints to techiyas ha-meisim. Shekoifer b'midrashim. He denies the drashas that Chazal provided over there, hints to techiyas ha-meisim. The drashina b'gemara lekaman, various drashas in the Gemara, that say minayin lechiyas ha-meisim min ha-teira. Now comes the key point. Even if the person acknowledges, he believes that there'll be tchiyas ha-meisim, but he denies that it's hinted to in the Torah, koifer hu. Nonetheless, he loses the chelek olam haba, the Mishnah says over there. Ho'il ve'oiker shiyesh tchiyas ha-meisim in ha-Torah. Since he holds that this concept is not hinted to in the Torah, ma lanu ve'le munaso. So what do we care that he believes in a certain concept, believes in tchiyas ha-meisim? So what? Where does he know such a thing? Where does he get it from? Hilkach kifir gamur, the complete denier of the Torah, if he does not believe that it's rooted in the Torah. Kloimar, in different words, machshava v'idi'ah she'en lach shorish b'Torah. This is saying that thought or even knowledge that isn't rooted in the Torah, im lefi ha'pshat or ha'drash, whether it's rooted in the Torah, in pshat or in drush, that doesn't matter now. Ein l'ashem yidi'ah, it's not called knowledge. ותהא זו ידיעה מתבסס על המחשבה עמוקה נכונה ביסוד, it can be thought or knowledge rather that is based on the deepest analysis, אבל ודאוס מוחלטת אין בה, it lack that certainty. השכל המתבסס בדבר השם הוא הוודאי ביסוד שבעולם, the mind again that is rooted in דבר השם has the utmost certainty. ובואו ראה כמה תקיפים היו חז"ל בדעתם, come and see, and we know this example, how determined, how committed Chazal were, when it came to determine the halakha. Behad the Tanush Lachnai, the famous case of Tanush Lachnai, Bab Mitzed of Montes, Sheshiv Rabbi Eliezer Kol Teshuvos Sheboilam. Rabbi Eliezer provided all the possible arguments. They still rejected his view. Ad Shema, as we know, Yim Halakha Kmosi Chavuv Zeyuchich, let the carob tree prove it, Ne'ekar Chavuv Mimkomo, it proved it, Amas Amayim Yuchich, let the channel prove it, Chazu Amas Amayim Lachorem, the water flowed backwards, Kosle Beis HaMikdash Yuchich, let the walls prove it, it took Kosle Beis HaMikdash Lipoil, the walls started tilting, Min HaShemayim Yuchich, Yetzisa Baskol Amar, the Baskol said, Ma Lachem Etzel Rabbi Eliezer, why are you arguing with him, Shalakha Kmosi Bechol Makoim, and nonetheless, Omad Rabbi Yeshua Al Raglav Amar, Lo Yiba Shemayimi, I'm not interested, Shekvan Nitna Torah Mehar Sinai, אין אנו משכחים בבסקויל. We don't pay attention. That certainty, that total confidence, ודאוס זייס, he is סגולס השכל המבוסס בדבר השם. That's the key characteristic of a mind which is based on דבר השם בתורה מן השמיים. ודאוס זייס, he המסוגלס להקיף את כל אדם. That's the certainty that is able to totally encompass the entire person, עם כל כוח יסב יצריו. It can encompass all of his parts, including the body, including his appetites, everything. זהו סויד האש שבתורה. That's what Chazal above called this fire in the Torah. המקדשס ומרוממס גוף האדם לשאף אל על. It elevates the person. It sanctifies him to aspire upwards. וכל אשר האדם יעשה תלמיד חכם. The more the person becomes a תלמיד חכם, the more he grows in Torah. יעשר ודאי ביעשר בתורה. The more certain is in his knowledge in Torah. יעשר וזוכר לאש התורה להתקדש יותר. The more he earns this form of fire to purify him and to grow. The next stage. Kasher zechin le'malach zeh, now that we understand this process, she'seichin nefach le'esh, the idea of the Torah mind becoming this concept of esh, al-edei vada'usei shel ha'seichel, through the certainty of the mind, yizbarer lenu soid gadol b'mahus am Yisrael v'avod yaseh. We can understand the fundamental idea in the essence of Am Yisrael, in the essence of its avida. Halo yizeh soid oim hani choyma. It's a concept called Eim HaNichoma, which is one of the Hakafois, you remember, Hoshanos of Hoshana Rabbah. Eim HaNichoma, the nation declares, I'm a wall. But Varim Meforashim Midavei Chazal, it's an explicit midrash in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk says, Achois Lanu Ketana. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, literally, we have a young sister. Ze Avraham. The Pasuk continues, Man Asel Achoisen Bayim Sheyedubar Ba. What are we going to do with the sister on the day when discussions begin about marrying her off? That's a simple pshat. Chazal comment: "Bayoim shegazar Nimrod harasha," when Nimrod sentenced Abraham to death. Amar leyred lechivshan aish. There was a discussion im shamayim. What are we going to do with this Abraham? What's going to happen? Im choymahi, if it'll turn like this is the pasuk. Yeah, if it's like a wall, ze Abraham, meaning Amar kadosh b'chu imamidu dvarim kechoymah. If Abraham is going to be firm, like a wall. Then the pasuk goes on to say, "Nivne alav tiras kesef." We'll build upon him, upon this wall, a whole structure of silver. Meaning, "Atzilenu v'nivne oso ba'olam." Hashem said, "Then I will save him from this death sentence and build him in the world." Ve'im delesi. That's the next phrase in the pasuk. If it's not a wall, just a door. Im dalhu mimitzvois. If he's impoverished, v'tiltel masav kedeles, and he's like a restaurant door, just swinging backwards and forwards. Then the pasuk says, "Natzurela luach erez," not something solid. Matzura zo enem iskemes el sha'achas, just like something made of wood doesn't last too much time. Kach enem iskem alav el sha'achas. Then Hashem says, "I will only be with Abraham shortly." That was the test: is it going to be a wall or is it going to be a bar door? Hanisayon harishon vayesudil avam avinu lav shalem. This was the first nisayon, being thrown into the furnace of fire. This fundamental nisayon. The concept we're speaking about, to what extent was he committed and firm? And that would determine what he would accomplish. As the Midrash puts it, if he's impoverished. And how is that impoverishment indicated? Again, like a bar door. this way and that way. Kefoiseach al shtei ha'seifim, as another Navi puts it, dancing at two weddings, sitting on the fence, we would say in English. Lo yizkel ha'shasa shana el ha'shachas. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, then he would earn my presence for a short time. Ulefi nir'eh, it seems, he adds in brackets, that wasn't the Nisayin, whether Abraham would allow himself to be thrown into the furnace. That was beyond doubt. He was tested with what level of certainty he would be thrown into the fire. Whether even when he's in the fire, whether some doubt would arise in him. In the same vein as that statement of Rashi, quoting the Torah Kohanim in Parashas Emor, if a person has to give up his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person has to be committed that he'll die. If a person commits himself to die, with expectation that a nes will be done, then no nes is done for him. When a person's moisir nefesh is to be complete, he's prepared to give up his life. Onwards, ani choyma. So that, again, we continue with the psukim in Shir Shirim, and the midrash continues. Omar avam lifnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani choyma. I am a wall. Ve'amid ma'asim tovim kechoyma, like a wall, not like a door. Zeu Avraham avin alav hashem hashem idas v'daosu esak yechoma. His certainty was like a wall. Ve'al choyma zoi nosad klal Yisrael. That's the foundation of klal Yisrael. Kasu is built on this. Keshikir esbor, when Avram recognized his creator, nichnesa havadaus amuchletes bilvavoy, that total absolute certainty entered into his heart. Vadaus zayish en chokhmah ve'en emulah ba'olam yichola lechakvisa. That certainty that no other form of wisdom, no intellectual discipline, no other emuna in the world can emulate. Ki rak mi shezachal ki eschei olamim, only somebody who knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yachid u'Miyuchad Baruch Hu, only such a person can be rooted in such certainty. It entered his heart. We say about him, you find his heart totally faithful to you. That became then the spiritual endowment of Klal Yisrael. Especially the Tamidei Chachamim, that they have this utter certainty. They themselves, on their level, each one earns an aspect of this nation is a wall. It's that midah that builds Am Yisrael forever. Bekitzur nifla, with wonderful brevity, mevute inyan gadol ze bafiyut v'chol ma'aminim. This great concept is expressed in the piyut v'chol ma'aminim. We're very familiar with it. L'roi shashana v'yom kippurim. Shesham nema, one of the phrases there says, havadai shemoi kein te'ilasoi. Hashem's name is vadai, certain. That's his praise, complete certainty. U'beferush mas'erig el ha'machzoi, in that perush on the machzoi, he writes, havadai, lachen akat havadai, that's why the payat uses that name of Hashem. It's also in gematria fits in with Hashem's name. Amazing. It's with that name that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to ascend to Shemayim. Hare Havadai Hushem. We're being told over here that when we say Havadai Shemoi, that's the name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mishmo Sav Yisborach. The concept is ki ein shum vadaus ba'olam milvad metzius yisborach. There's no certainty in the world other than Hashem's existence. That's the ultimate reality. Uveshem uvidiyazo, with that, grasping that, and of course on a very, very high level, it's with that Alam Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom amarim, that he managed to ascend. Ki ein derech aliyah ches umlevadiyah, there's no other way to reach up to Hashem besides this knowledge. Ki rak Hashem Yisborach hu hu havadai mikol hanimtzeim. He is the most certain, the most solid of all that exists. V'rak b'idiyah zo niftechu l'Moshe Rabbeinu shari shamayim. It's through that knowledge that the gates of heaven opened to Moshe. Then the piyut says, v'chen tehilasoi, that's his praise. Kol ha'teilois asher b'chochen v'ases l'borei Yisborach. All the praise we can possibly give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, einan ela vada'us sechlenu v'libeinu bo. They consist of our certainty in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'misbaseis u'misdabek b'avadai. The person who bases himself and attaches himself to this certainty called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, niya sechel vada'i. So that's the mind that is so certain. V'rishimoy nikah b'lev, it makes an impression then on that. on the heart, as we explained earlier. Venepacha sechel le'eish. That's the process by which the certainty of the mind becomes this eish, mekadeshes umromemes as a guf. It sanctifies and elevates the body, al kol kochosav. Doesn't leave the body behind, but rather sanctifies all of the forces and the appetites, the desires of the body. Adkan.